This is Frank Gaffney with the Secure Freedom Minute. Well, that didn't last long. Joe Biden spent the first 2 years of his presidency undermining Israel, sabotaging its government, and emboldening its enemies. Such behavior contributed to the perception that the Jewish state could be attacked with impunity. After that horrifically occurred on October 7th, Biden publicly pledged to stand with Israel. Even those of us who doubted he actually meant it prayed he would do so in an enduring way. It turned out to last a month. Yesterday, the president revealed he is demanding that the Israelis allow a humanitarian pause in Gaza. That will please his administration's roughly 70 Muslim Brotherhood-aligned officials, who are insisting that America, as a practical matter, save Hamas. Far from catalyzing peace, however, it will further conduce to wider and more dangerous attacks on our ally, Israel, and, inevitably, on us. This is Frank Gaffney.